This is Matthew 13, verses 18 to 23. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in their heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but it endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what is sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world, the lure of wealth, choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. If you spend any time around church, you know this is the parable of the sower. And the way we typically talk about it in church, we are primarily focused on which type of soil are you? Are you this type of soil? Or are you this type of soil? In fact, when I was little, I was always concerned about my salvation because in my mind, I might fit one of the other types of soil and I wanted to be the good soil. Because if I wasn't the good soil, I wasn't saved. And I'm not sure that's what the parable is all about. But at the same time, we always focus on which type of soil we are. And that's right, and that's true, and that is absolutely a scriptural way of looking at this story. But I want to give you another angle that my friend, pastor friend Steve Brown shared with me once upon a time. You recognize that in the parable, there's different parts, right? There's the soil, those who hear the word. There's the seeds, which verse 19 calls the word of the kingdom. In church circles, we traditionally talk about that being the word of the gospel. In other words, the good news, the gospel presentation, the truth that Jesus died for us for our sins. And then if we confess our sins and profess Christ as our Savior, then we get to go to heaven someday. And if that's the reception the soil is talking about, that's true. And then, of course, the sower is God spreading the kingdom of God into our hearts and how we receive it. All true. But I want to put a different spin on it today. What if we are the sower? What if we are the ones scattering the seed? I mean, if verse 19 is right, and the seed is the word of the kingdom, I am capable of sharing the word of the kingdom with other people. I am capable of telling them what the good news is, what the gospel is. And so I can spread seed. And there are different kinds of soil. So if I'm the sower, if I call myself a follower of Jesus, then the implication of this parable is we are supposed to be spreading the kingdom of God. We're supposed to be sowing seeds. And we're not even necessarily supposed to be so careful about where it lands. We're supposed to be sowing seeds. In fact, to be faithful from this angle, to be a faithful Christian is to continue to sow seeds regardless of the response. We're not responsible for the soil. We're not responsible for the soil's reaction to the word that we spread, to the gospel that we communicate. It's not our responsibility. We're not responsible for the result. This story doesn't talk about the sower coming along and cultivating and growing. It talks about him scattering seed. So we're not responsible if the person we share the news of the kingdom with doesn't respond or rejects or takes it for a while and falls away. We're not responsible for the result. We're responsible to be faithful in spreading the kingdom of God. And yes, that does include sharing the gospel, of course. That's what the parable is really about. We're not responsible for the soil and who they are, or to make them better soil before we spread it. We're not responsible for the result. I can't make you grow spiritually. If I could, my job as a pastor would be a whole lot easier. But I'm not responsible for your response to it. But I am, if I'm a faithful follower of Jesus, pastor or not, if I call myself a Christian, then I'm supposed to be sowing seeds. But before you freak out about sharing your faith with somebody and like, oh no, I must not be a good Christian, there's lots of ways to sow seed. The first one is you can embody the gospel itself. And we've talked about that in this podcast before and in sermons at Connection. But living the gospel-oriented life is a way of sharing seed. When people encounter you and they experience God's love and grace in the way that they know you, you've shared seed. You've shown them a different way of living. In fact, if you're doing that, people will naturally ask you, what is different about you? Why did you respond to those circumstances that way and not the way everybody else does? Why are you always so happy and at peace? If you're living a life in faith with Christ, people will know it. In fact, what we tend to hate about religious people is if they're fake, if they say they're a Christian and don't live that way. That's the big turnoff. They're hypocrites. But if you're genuinely pursuing Christ, you're spreading the kingdom seed. You're demonstrating God's love everywhere you go. You're living in a way that is faithful to God and therefore loving to others. And people are going to see that. It's literally in how you embody the gospel and your understanding of life. What it means to be a Christian student or a Christian parent or a Christian whatever, it's not just an adjective. It's a whole way of orienting how you see the world and how you treat other people. Sharing the seed is also, it is what you would think it is. It is truth telling. It is telling that people, when they have conversations, when those moments arise, hey, there is a better way to live. Hey, maybe that's not the way God intended this to work. Maybe there is another way. Hey, maybe what you're doing is wrong and not working. And you need to meet Jesus. We don't like that side of this. We don't like what happens if I say it wrong, they'll go to hell. By the way, you don't have that much responsibility. What if I don't know how to answer their question? That's okay. I don't have all the answers either. But we're supposed to be spreading seed. And one way to do that is to tell them why you live the way you do. To be able to explain, Peter asks, put commands it this way in the scripture, be ready to give the reason for the hope that you have. That's what we're talking about here. When somebody says, hey, you're genuinely at peace all the time, what's that about? Be prepared to give an answer. When you're charitable towards someone and they ask you why, you can say things like, because God first blessed me and was charitable to me or gracious to me. And you can have those conversations. And I don't mean like spiritualize everything. Hey, the wind's blowing today. That's like the Holy Spirit. That's not what I mean. When somebody's hurting, there's always an opportunity to speak truth into that hurt. When somebody's lonely, introducing to them to the person who will never abandon them is sharing and sowing seeds. Another way is just when us, and this is individual and corporate, because we can't do all of this all by ourselves. When we live into the gospel, we're embodying the gospel, we're speaking truth. When we orient our life around restoration and peacemaking. This coming Sunday, I'm going to be preaching on cancel culture at church. And you'd have to be blind to not see how vicious the culture has gotten. But Christians ought to be known for being peacemakers. Not divisive. Not nasty. Not name callers. But peacemakers. And everything that we do, both individually and corporately, should be working toward the restoration of all things. It is the partnership in the gospel with Christ to reconcile all things to Him, to make the world the way it ought to be. That also is sowing seeds. And so if we're faithful sowers, if we're always sowing seeds of the kingdom and we're not responsible for the result, we may never even get to see the result. You don't know what conversation leads to what. Can you imagine being the person who shared the gospel with Billy Graham? Now you can Google it if you want, but you don't know who that is. But you've heard the name Billy Graham. The guy led thousands and thousands and thousands of people to trust Christ with their life. But the person who led him had no idea what Billy Graham was going to do. You don't know what the outcome of one conversation might be. You don't know what the outcome of one charitable act of kindness might be. And you may never get to see it. By the way, if that's why you're doing it, that's kind of the wrong motive anyway. But we're called to be faithful sowers, to love God and to love others, to live into the calling that God has called us to live. That's right. Even living out what God has called you to do can be sowing seeds of the kingdom. But we're going to talk about calling more next week, next time. Let's pray. God, I pray, one, that you would make us good soil, that we would hear and receive the word of your kingdom every time we hear it and experience it. But God, I also ask that you would make us faithful sowers of seeds, that everything we do, who we are, how we look at others, how we treat others, the words that we choose, the attitudes that we carry, would be the word of the kingdom for those who need to hear it. We trust you for the growth. We trust you for the fruit. We trust you to pray as we pray. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for making us faithful partners in that. In Christ's name, amen. Hey, this is Pastor Charlie. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Connection Podcast. I truly hope you will join us for worship this Sunday at 11 a.m. Our building is located at the corner of Washington and Lampkin Street in Starkville, just down the street from the main building. We'd love to see you in person, but we also have online options on YouTube and the Facebook page. You can find the links in our show notes for quick and easy access to those broadcasts. We'll be back next week with an episode of the devotional, but until then, remember, best of all, God is with us. Thanks for listening.